Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Hey Chulin 5. And on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, the Gemara is trying to bring further support for a law that Ravanan taught that it is permitted to eat from the slaughter, from the Shlita of a Mumer, Lavodos Kochavim, from a Mumer who was designated to worship idolatry, meaning to say a person who had an inclination to worship idolatry, who was Jewish. We can still eat from the slaughter of his animal, meaning the fact that he worshipped idolatry does not disqualify his slaughter. So the Gemara says, let's bring a proof for this idea of Ravanan from the verse that comes from the story of Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 6. And this is a story that takes place during a 3 years of a famine that was basically cursed by Elijah or decreed by Elijah as a result of the fact that Ahab, the king of the northern kingdom, was encouraging idolatry. So as a result of that, Eliyahu decreed this famine, and then he went and was hiding from Ahab and his wife Jezebel. And the only way Eliyahu Hanavi was able to survive, the only way Elijah the prophet was able to survive, because Hashem, as the verses tell us, sent ravens in order to bring him food in the morning and in the evening. And so that is the verse that our Gemara is now going to try to bring as a proof, because the verse states in 1 Kings 17:6, that the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and from the river he will drink. We, of course, every time we talk about ravens, we remember the raven that Noah sent out that was flying back and forth. And there was a lot of midrashim about that raven, that the raven was concerned that Noah was going to steal the raven's partner. The raven is considered by scientists to be one of the smartest animals in the animal kingdom. And so here the ravens are bringing Eliyahu HaNavi the bread. So the Gemara cites this verse as proof, says Rav Yehuda Marav. How is this a proof for Rav Hanan's statement that a person who is a sinner for idolatry is still able to be a kosher slaughterer? So says Rav Yehuda Marav, Mibei Tabachei Da'achav, that where do the ravens get this meat to bring it in the morning and in the evening? He must have got it from the kitchen of Ahav. And so because they brought it from Ahav's kitchen, this proves that Ahav had slaughtered the meat, and Ahav was somebody who worshipped idolatry. So he was a mumer l'avodas kochavim, and yet Eliyahu HaNavi was still able to eat from his meat. So isn't this a proof for Rav Hanan's statement? Says the Gemara, no, it's not a proof. Why is it not a proof? Al pi adibor shani, because this was something that was decreed by Hashem Yisparach, meaning to say Hashem Yisparach, as Rashi says, Shakadosh Baruch Hu itiro lefishah. God allowed him at that moment, and so since God allowed him at that moment to eat this meat, therefore it was a commandment from God, as it states in the verse in 1 Kings 17, Vesar Vim Tzivisi, that God commanded the ravens to bring this. And so therefore it was a specific commandment of God, and that's why it was permitted. Then the Gemara goes on to talk about that maybe these weren't actually ravens who brought it, but maybe they were two people whose names were Orav. So the Gemara discusses that point. But first, we come back to the basic idea that there are two points I wanted to emphasize here. One is we want to talk about how did Rav know that the meat was coming from the house of Ahav? What's his proof for that? The ravens could be bringing from anywhere. All it says in chapter 17 is Vesor Vimtzi Visi Lechal Kelchasham. I commanded the ravens to support you. How does Rav know that it's coming from the house of Ahav? And also the other question to think about is, what is this idea of Al Pi Adibor Shani, that on the basis of a ruling from God it's different? So the first concept that he's saying, that how do I know that it was coming from the house of Ahav? So the Chasam Sofer explains this, that Rav understood that the food had to be coming from Ahav, because we can't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to nourish Elijah the prophet from food that the raven stole. It can't be that Hashem would say, I'm going to send you ravens to steal food from other people. So it must be that they brought the food from Ahav's house, because Ahav was obligated to support Elijah, because Ahav is the one who caused Elijah to run away. So that's what the Chasam Sofer says. This is proof, because Hashem wants to make sure that he's not, even Elijah the prophet needed to be nourished from with food that was not stolen, and Ahav had to support him. The Chosin Yeshua explains that Rav understood this from the fact that it says that God says, I'm going to provide ravens to bring you meat in the morning and meat in the evening, and this must be coming from the house of a king, because we know that from the Gemara in Yoma that a regular person doesn't eat meat in the morning, but only in the evening. And another explanation is because it was a hunger. So where are they going to get food? Only from the house of the king. However, the Midrash, B'Midrash Rabbah, B'Midbar Rabbah 23, argues with Rav and says that the ravens did not want to go into Achav's house to take the food because they said it was filled with idolatry. So they said that they brought it from the kingdom of the table of Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda. What about the fact that a prophet is not able to establish something? So the Mitzvah Eitan discusses that we say this only when we're saying he's trying to rely upon the Harosh of Hashem. So even though the Mitzvah Eitan points out that even though we say he's trying to rely upon this ruling of God, there has to be a toelis, there has to be for a purpose. And so we say even though a prophet is not allowed to create something new, even when he's relying upon a teaching from Hashem that is permissible for that moment, there has to be a purpose for it. And here it's just for himself. So the Mitzvah Eitan says that Elijah, since it was just for himself, he was allowed to rely on it, even though it was just a moment. But for other people, even if it was a special ruling from God, it would have to be to bring the people to repent. Otherwise, even though it was a special ruling from God, the prophet would not have been able to rely on it.